Yeah, found good. That's the Tysus Ben Rabbon and Ben Rabbeleza. Simplicity a little. So where are we holding in the Gemara? We have a Braisa. So the Braisa is Machlekes Rabbon and Rabbeleza. Rabbanim say you pay chatzin nezek for the Godish, and the Rabbanim say that you pay nezek shalom for the Godish. But both of them say that it's a mikvah. So we're going through various, Gemara is going through various hesbeir on what the machlekes is about. So we had one theory which the Gemara rejected, that they're arguing about that it's talking about regular tzoros, and the machlekes of Simchas and the Rabbanim is tzoros chatzin nezek and nezek shalom. Gemara says it doesn't really work because then why would it be Migufa? Mele Tsharis, that might be Migufa, that's the original Baya Rabba. But Sumchus, there are bottom Tsharis, but the Tsharis of Sumchus is for sure Menaliyah. So that theory the Gemara rejected. Then they write another theory. And maybe it's talking about that he did it three times. To Lashainus in Rashi, Lashnakama, Lashnabasro. Doesn't mean with Shinui, without Shinui, that's the whole business of Yesh Adol Tzoros. But the Machlekes is in Yesh Adol Tzoros. That was the second theory that the Gemara had. If it's talking about the Ayayid, or maybe the Shani of Ayayid, those are the two Gesoys in Yesh Nakam and Yesh Nabasra, and the Machlekes is whether or not Yesh Adol Tzoros. So that the Gemara rejects, because if that's the Pshat and the Braisa, then what's Rava's Bayah? Rava the Bayah whether or not Yesh Adol Tzoros. Why is it a Bayah? It's the subject of the Braisa. So the Gemara says, a new pshat, that it's talking about, it was only one time, and it's talking about Al Yidei Shinui. It's talking about Al Yidei Shinui. But it's going like Sumchus. Both Rabban and Rabbalaz are hold like Sumchus. There's no special din of service. So what is it? It's Karen Tam. It's ordinary Karen Tam. Because if you don't hold from Sumchus, then Shoyer is the same as Ezekiel de Gufa. And since it's Mishun, it's Karen Tam. And the Machlekes Rabban Reb Elezer is the Machlekes of Takvon and the Chachomim about the Karen Tam, Bechotzer and Izek. Rabban hold Karen Tam, Bechotzer and Izek is Chatz and Izek. And Reb Elezer holds like of Takvon that Karen Tam, Bechotzer and Izek is Nezek Shalom. That's the Gemara that Tosus is focusing on. So the issue that Tosus takes up, and Rashi really, there's also a Siachsis to this question. The issue that Tosafot takes up is why do we need to say that the Braisa that everybody holds like Sumchus? In order to say this pshat that it's a machlokes about Karen, Bechatzar, and Nizik, why is it necessary to posit that they hold like Sumchus? And if they would hold not like Sumchus, and there would be a din of Tzoros, there would be a din of Tzoros. So we still do the Rabbanan say Chatzin Nezek because it's Tzoros Mashulam, but that is Chatzin Nezek. And Reb Elezer would say that it's Chatzin, that it's Nezek Shalom, because since it's Bechotzer HaNezek, so Karen, Bechotzer HaNezek becomes Nezek Shalom. And basically, the pastor is assuming that Hu Adin, Tzoros of Karen, Bechotzer HaNezek becomes Nezek Shalom. So everything will be fine. What's the need to posit that the Braisa is that everybody here holds like Sumchus. Both Rabbanan and their brothers hold like Sumchus. Why is that necessary? So let's see Tosfos inside. Ben Rabbanan and Ben Rabbeleza Sumchus Tfilu. Behind the Dicha de Lamaila, but Tisper Elosh Laherech Lamaila Kol Kach. Really, we had this Pshat in the Braisa earlier, but the Gemara was in the Katrin. Now it's more expanded. In time of effect, Tosfos will Lama Docha Glemik Sumchus Tfilu. Why did the Gemara have to say that Ben Rabbanan and Rabbeleza hold like Sumchus? Let them hold not like Sumchus and it's the new Tzoros. So fine, so it's overkill, so it's carrot, so it's Tzoros of carrot. Tzoros of carrot, fine. So it'll be Chatzin Nezek Lerabon, and it'll be Nezek Sholem, according to Reb Elezer, because of the idea of Tarfon, that Bechotzer HaNizik, Karen becomes Nezek Sholem. So Taisha says, Vishum, Vyesh Lema, Vishum, Tzdika Rabbanon, in Kentisha, the ancient Tzoros, there will be a Nezek. Taisus says, first of all, and this already Rashi also says, the Gemara doesn't want to say that they're going here like the Rabbanan, that there's a concept of Tzoros. is if there's a concept of Tzoyeres, and we're saying that it's the case that it's Mishunah, so then it's Tzoyeres al Yedei Shini. Tzoyeres al Yedei Shini is a Bayer Ravashi, whether Yeshini or Tzoyeres the Revi and Ezek. In the Bryce, nobody says Revi and Ezek. It's either Chatz and Ezek and Ezek Shalom. So it would be we would be able to be Poshet Rav Ashi's Bayer that ain't Shini or Tzoyeres the Revi and Ezek. The Gemara doesn't want that. The Gemara wants a pshat in the Braisa that's not going to constrain us in any of the bias that the Gemara discusses, not in the bias of Rava, not in the bias of Ravashi. So therefore, it's simpler just to say that the Braisa is going like Sumchus. Everybody in the Braisa holds like Sumchus. So the issue of Ravashi is off the table, and we don't have to worry about Ravashi's bias. And this is another text. But oi, David Shayez Gir Chayu, if Rabbi Lezer holds like not like Sumchus, if by regular Tzoyeres Rabbi Lezer would hold like the Rabbanon of Sumchus, there's a concept of Tzoyeres. There's a fancy way of saying if Rabbi Lezer is not like Sumchus, if Rabbi Lezer holds from the idea of Tzoyeres, so then but Tzoyeres el deishinu lo yischayev nezek shalom, then by Tzoyeres of Keren the chutzar nizik is not going to go up to nezek shalom. Why? Because Afal gav the suffer kirab tarfin. Even though Rav Lezer holds like a tarfin, that there's a concept of carrying b'chotzer nizik that goes up to nezik shalom, but that's regular care, not tzoyeres of care. Why? Because the lekka kal v'chaymer, the whole of tarfin is learned out from a kal v'chaymer. How does a tarfin know that carrying b'chotzer nizik goes up to nezik shalom? So he says a kal v'chaymer, madach shen v'rega let b'shus rabim d'kvotu l'gamrei b'shus nizik v'nezik shalom. So carrying that b'chotzer that b'shus rabim is at least chatzi nezik, so b'shus nizik kal v'chaymer that it should be Nezek Shalom. So Taisus says that Kav HaFayim doesn't apply to Tzoyeres. They came into the Tzoyer Shein V'regel B'chotzer Nezek Kim Shalom El Chotzer Nezek. Gam Tzoyeres the Karen Lo Yishalom Kim Chatzin Nezek. The Kav HaFayim is going to break down because the Kav HaFayim, the leverage for the Kav HaFayim is from Shein V'regel. Madach Shein V'regel B'shus Rabim Ma'potter B'shus Nezek Nezek Shalom. So Karen the B'chotzer the B'shus Rabim is Chatzin Nezek. Kav HaFayim the B'shus Nezek is Nezek Shalom. But if we're talking about Tzoyeres, Shein v'regel when they're tzoyeres b'chatzar and nizik, they're not nizik shalom. They're only chatzin nizik. So the kal v'chaymer needs the leverage from shein v'regel, and here you don't have it. So the Beis Taisa says that. So then Rabbi Lez is not going to work. If we're talking about it, if we're going that there's a concept of tzoyeres, not like sumchus, then we wouldn't be chayv nizik shalom, even according to Rav Tarfin, even b'chatzar and nizik. Let's stop right there. So Taisa says two reasons. I haven't said anything complicated yet. Taisus is something complicated, but that already should have clear. I haven't said anything at all. Just read the Taisus. So what is it? Taisus, two reasons why the Gemara is finds it necessary to Zetzai. I don't know how to translate Zetzai. Establish the Bryce as being according to Sumchus, because number one, if it's not according to Sumchus, if there is an idea of Tzoyeres, then why would the Rabbanan say Chatzin Nezek? It should be Revi Nezek, or at least we should be able to push the bayah of Revi Nezek, push the Ravashi's bayah. We don't want to be able to push the Ravashi's bayah. So that's one reason why it must be going according to Sumchus. There's no concept of Tzoyeres. Number two, if there would be a concept of Tzoyeres over here, so then why would Rabbi Lozo say that it's Nezek Shalom B'chatzar Nizik? It's the Tarfin's Kal V'chaymer is built as leverage from Shein V'regel, and by Tzoyeres Shein V'regel is only Chatzin Nizik. So that would also have that would also break down. So those are the two terutzim of places. But Pashas Taisus, I don't know if it's even two Teirutsim. It could be, it's not two different Teirutsim. Taisus needs to say both, because he needs to explain both. How does the Gemara know that the Rabbanon are going like Sumchus? How does the Gemara know that Rabbi Lozer are going like Sumchus? The Gemara said, Ben Rabbanon, Ben Rabbi Lozer, they both hold like Sumchus. So there's really two questions over here. Number one, who forced you to say that the Rabbanon hold like Sumchus? The Rabbanon say Chatzin Ezek. That's very good. It could be with Tzoyeres. Chatzin Ezek. Tzoyeres, Chatzin Ezek, Thomas, Chatzin Ezek. They don't hold from Rav Tarfin. So Chatzin Ezek, Gavali. So why does Rabbanon have to be like Sumchus? Then there's a separate question. Why does Rav Lezer have to be like Sumchus? He holds like Rav Tarfin, Chatzor, Nezek. Everything goes up to Nezek Shalom. Why does he have to be like Sumchus? So Taisus addresses the two questions separately. One is, why do the Rabbanim have to be like Simchus? Who says that the Rabbanim are like Simchus? The answer is because if the Rabbanim are not like Simchus, then maybe it should be Rabbi Nezik. Ravashi's by it. So therefore the Rabbanim have to be like Simchus. That still doesn't explain why Simchus has to, why Rabbi Lezer has to be like Simchus. He's not relevant to Rabbi Nezik. He's a Rav Tarfon person. Chatzar Nezik. Everything goes up to Nezik Shalom. What does it have to do? There's no Rabbi Nezik. There's not even a Chatzar Nezik. It's a Nezik Shalom. So why does Rabbi Lezer have to be like Simchus? So he says a separate word than Rabbi Lezer. Because if he wouldn't hold like, if he would not hold like Simchus, and there would be a concept of Tzoyeris, then Tzoyeris undermines Rav Tarfon. The whole Rav Tarfon is built on a Kavachimer. The Kavachimer is leveraged from Shev Regel by Tzoyeris. You don't have the Kavachimer. So Melu, Ravona have to be like Simchus, and Rav Lezer has to be like Simchus. Two different things. Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz, we started just a little bit yesterday. Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz does not agree with Taisus about the Kal V'Chomer. He thinks that the Kal V'Chomer would still apply. We could still make the Kal V'Chomer. Why does he say we could still make the Kal V'Chomer? If I remember correctly, no, I don't want to rely on my memory. A little complicated. I think he's saying that we could still make a kavachomer. We can make a kavachomer from shen v'regel that are not tzoris. Madach shen v'regel that are not tzoris are potev shesarabim and the chayim nezik shalom shesanizik. So tzoris of keren that's chatzi nezik shesarabim kavachomer shem nezik shalom shesanizik. Just using shen v'regel for the leverage to make the kavachomer. So why do you have to make the kavachomer dafka from shen v'regel of tzoris? Make the kavachomer from shen v'regel that are not tzoris. You say, we'll say, it's madach shen v'regel. Regular shen v'regel, not tzoris. Shen v'regel of gufei. B'shus harab and depotter. B'shus ha-nizik is nezik sholom. So tzoris of keren, which b'shus harab is chayev, chatzi nezik, or at least revi nezik, but it's chayev b'shus harab. Tzoris of keren is chayev b'shus harab. Because Tosis holds with Tosis. Well, anyway, tzoris of keren is chayev b'shus harab. Kav v'chayim b'shus ha-nizik, it should be nezik sholom. So anyway, Rabbeinu Peretz does not agree to Taisus. Rabbeinu Peretz thinks there's a valid Kal V'Chomer. Do you follow what I'm saying? I have to double check if that's actually what Rabbeinu Peretz says. I think that's what he says. He has like a lot of Chizbanis there. I think when you tell Chadvar, that's what he's arguing. Tosfos says, I don't know what's the Yisrael of the Machlokes here, but Tosfos holds that if you want to learn out a Kal Vachomer, you want to learn out that Sroiris B'Shus HaRabim should be Nezek Sholem, and you want to make this Kal Vachomer, what's the Kal Vachomer? Madoch Hashem Regal Let B'Shus HaRabim Ba'Potor B'Shus HaNezek Nezek Sholem. So Sroiris of Karen that B'Shus HaRabim is Chatzi Nezek, or make Revi Nezek Kal Vachomer that B'Shus HaNezek it should be Nezek Sholem. So Tosfos says you can't do it, because since you're talking about Sroiris, the Kal Vachomer has to work off of Sroiris of Shem Regal. Tashvani parents doesn't think that that's true. Why can't you make the Kal Vachomer off of ordinary Shein V'Regel? And again, the Kal Vachomer will run, Madach ordinary Shein V'Regel are still Potter B'Shus HaRabim, but they're Chayav B'Shus HaNizik. So Karen of Tzoris, which is Chayav B'Shus HaRabim, at least Revi Nezik or Chatzin Nezik, so Kal Vachomer that B'Shus HaNizik should be Nezik Shalom. Dr. Kennedy, why Tashvani doesn't agree to that? What's the Nekudah Semachalik is over here? Anyway, Akaponim, Rabbi Neferet thinks there's actually a very good Kal Vachomer over here. And really, by right, Tzoris B'Shus HaNizik should be Nezik Shalom. Tzoris of Keren B'Shus HaNizik should be Nezik Shalom. Oh, so then why do they more have to say that Rabbi Lezer holds like Sumchus? Why can't he hold like Derabbanan? Says Rabbi Neferet, because some Aridika thing. I mentioned yesterday. He says, because actually, this is totally in the body of Yesh HaDol Tzoris. Because what's the Nakuda? What's the Shah of Yesh HaDol Tzoris? Rabbeinu Peretz, the whole Hasbar that he said yesterday. Rabbeinu Peretz said, what's the Shah of Yesh HaDol Tzoris? The Shah is, do we say, Tzoris, okay, Tzoris is Chatzin Nezik. After three times, she should go up to Nezik Sholem. Misvara, after three times, she should go up to Nezik Sholem. So maybe Yesh HaDol Tzoris. Because in Svara, it should go up to three times. I mean, in Svara, after three times, it should go up to Nezik Sholem. Or do I say, no, Hilchas Agnirla, just like by regular Tzoris. Even though in Svara it should be Nezek Shalom, because Kaychik Gufay, but the Hilchas comes and says, despite the Svara, it's Chatzin Nezek. So after three times, even though the Svara is that Hadosh should work, but the Shal is maybe the Hilchas says that despite the Svara, it remains in Chatzin Nezek. So he says, Al Derech Zeh L'Gabi the Shal of Bishus HaNezek. The Svara is that there's a Chal HaChomer should go up to Nezek Shalom. But maybe the Hilchas says that despite the Svar, it remains to be remains in Chatzin Nezek. This is the Rebbeinu Peretz I told you yesterday. So far, I still haven't said anything. I mean, not much. So that's where Rebbeinu Peretz holds that all these things are. And yesterday I said a whole Hasbara in Rebbeinu Peretz. But just repeat it, just because maybe it's clear with the Hasbara, in a way it's clearer than without the Hasbara. He said the Hasbara of Rebbeinu Peretz is that he said, like I said, the idea of Torah is that the Torah was mekel in the idea of Torah is the chiddush of Torah is that really koychei kugufa. Since koychei kugufa, that means you really have a full fledged chiyah shmir, because koychei kugufa, just like you have to watch your behema 100%, so you have to watch from being mazik begufa, so you have to watch it 100% from being mazik bekoychei. That's what it means, koychei kugufa. Nonetheless, the Torah said that we're going to be mekel nechi of shmir, that it's only mechayev you 50%. That's the end of Tzoris. So now in Svara, I should say, okay, the Torah is mekel nechi of shmir of Tzoris. That you don't have to, that your chi of shmir and your behemah being mazik bekoicha is not so great as your chi of shmir and the behemah being mazik begufa. So it's only enough to be mechayev you 50%. That's only the first three times, but after it happens a lot of times, after this Hadah increases the chi of shmir. That's the idea of Hadah. Current time, you don't have such a big chiv shmirah, but after three times, the chiv shmirah becomes bigger. So in Svar, I would say the same thing by Tzoris. The same thing by Tzoris. Yes, Tzoris, the Torah is mekel the chiv shmirah. That's why it's only chatzin nezek. But after three times, your chiv shmirah now is so much more, so now it should become nezek shalom. That's the Svar that Yesh HaDol Tzoris. Again, remember, Rebbeinu Peretz is like the Lishna Basra, like Tzoris. We're talking the Shal Yesh HaDol Tzoris, the ordinary Tzoris, the simple Pesach Nemer, not the fancy Lishna Kama. Very simple. We're talking about regular Tzoris. Yesh HaDol Tzoris means Tzoris happened three times. Yechiv Shmir went up. Yechiv Shmir went up. After three times, you should be Chayim Nezek Shalom. And by the same token, now Rabbeinu Peretz is adding Chatzar HaNizik. Chatzar HaNizik. Why is it Nezek Shalom according to Reb Tarfon? Because Yechiv Shmir goes up. Because we have this extra Chiyuv Shmir, not to let it into the Chatzar HaNizik. So Yechiv Shmir went up. So in Svara, even though the Torah is Mekel and the Chiyuv Shmir of Tzoris, but not the Chatzar HaNizik. So in Svara, all of these things are Tosefes. Tosefes and the Chiyuv Shmir, they should bring you up to Nezek Shalom. So maybe, yeah, maybe Taki Yesh HaDol HaTzoris, and if Yesh HaDol HaTzoris, then you have the dinner of Tarfon also by Tzoris. Dilma, maybe not, because maybe I'll say, look, After all, the whole Tzoras is a Chiddush. Because really, by rights, you should have a Chiyuv Shmira in Tzoras. Because Koichei Kegufa, Koichei Kegufa means you really, in Svara, you have to watch your Vayim 100%, even from being Mazik Bekoicha. So really, even Svara, you have a full-fledged Chiyuv Shmira. And the Torah said a Chiddush, that nonetheless, Tzoras is only Chayiv Chatzi Nezek. So maybe that's a Hilchasa. That even when you have the biggest Chiyuv Shmira we can imagine, nonetheless, Tzoras is Chatzi Nezek. So it doesn't make a difference if you add more Chiyuv Shmira. You add the Chiyuv Shmira of Adon, you add the Chiyuv Shmira of Chatzar Nezik. The Torah said you already had a Chiyuv Shmira Gemura, Chiyuv Shmira Gomor, in regular Tzoras of Regal. Because Koichei Kegufa, Koichei Kegufa means you have a full-fledged Chiyuv Shmira to begin with. And yet the Torah said a Hilchus of Chatzin Ezek, so that's what it is, it's Chatzin Ezek, and no matter, you can be moist, if more Chiyuv Shmira, more Chiyuv Shmira, it makes no difference. You remain a Chatzin Ezek. That's the Tosef in a parent. It's in this, Okay, so bottom line. So we have, let's leave Rabbeinu Peretz for, put Rabbeinu Peretz on the side for the time being. Let's go back to Taisus. So again, Taisus is asking two questions in effect. Why did Rabbanan have to be like Simchus? Or why does Rabbelez have to be like Simchus? What forced the Gemara to say that Rabbanan holds like Simchus? What forced the Gemara to say in the Sukkimto that Rabbelez holds like Simchus? Taisus addresses each question separately. The Rabbanan have to be like Simchus because otherwise we'd be Peshut that ain't Shinil Sars there be a Nezit. And Sumchus has to, and Rabbi Lezer has to be like Sumchus, because if he didn't hold like Sumchus, then there would be no din of Chatzar Nizik, because the Kabbal Chaimah would break down. Rashi only said the first thing. Rashi explains why the Rabbanan have to be like Sumchus. So Rashi said that much. Rashi is exactly like Taisus. Taisus quoted from Rashi that the Gemara knows that the Rabbanan are like Sumchus, or the Gemara at least, Gemara passes. That the Gemara holds that the Rabbanan hold like Sumchus because the Gemara, because otherwise we'd be able to be patient the Shai of Yeshinu Lasaris to Rabbi Nezik. But the other half of the question, why does Rabbi Lezer have to be like Sumchus? Rashi doesn't even talk about it. Why not? Very good. If this is the Lishna Kama talking. Not some of the first in this Rashi that it's the Lishna Kama, but it seems to be Lishna Kama in this Rashi. Rashi Shita, we're quoting here, Taisus, Rabbeinu Peretz, they're all in the world of the Lishna Basra. In the world of the Lishna Basra, when you have Tzveris of Keren, Tzveris Halidei Shinui, what's the Shem Mazik? What Av do you belong to? So it's Tzveris of Shinui. According to Taisus. Keren. This place she is. Tzoris is generic. The Tzoris of Shane, the Tzoris of Regal, the Tzoris of Keren. Tzoris Yuchayu was a told of Regal. Tzoris Ali Shina is a told of Keren. Tzoris of Chazir Hanover is a told is Tzoris of Shane. Tzoris can. There's no particular association of Tzoris and Regal. So therefore, Tosis thinks, at least in his original Tosis, at least began by thinking, that since Keren, the Chazir and Nizik goes up to Nezik Shalom, so the same thing should be true by Tzoris of Keren. Just like Keren, Regal Keren, in the Chatzar Nezik goes up to Nezik Shalom, so Tzoris of Keren in the Chatzar Nezik should go up to Nezik Shalom. Taisus finds a technicality that's not true because the Kav Chaimer by Tzoris breaks down. Gone. But at least initially, Taisus thought that Tzoris Bishas Nezik should go up to Nezik Shalom. It goes into Rav Tarfon's Halach. Rashi though in the Lishna Kama holds Tzoris the Shem Mazik over here is Regal. Even Tzoris of Shinui the Shem Mazik is Regal. The way I learned the whole time, since we've been talking about it, I'm learning that's true according to both Sodom of Rav Zbaya, whether Yesh Adolat Tzoris, Ein Adolat Tzoris, the Shema Mazik is for sure Regal. The Shal is in the Tashlum. And even if that's totally wrong, and everything I said was wrong, and even if that's not, and we'll say, not like I've been learning the whole time, that's goof of the Baya of Rav. Is the Shem Mazik Regal, or is the Shem Mazik, Karen? By Tzoris Halidei Shinui. But that much for sure, that at least according to one of the Stodom of the Baya, the Tzad Adena Dolet Tzoris, Tzoris Halidei Shinui is the Tolda of Regal. It's a Gemara Mefureshes, it's according to Rashi. Because Rav's Baya of Yesh Shinui Tzoris, Yesh Hadolet Tzoris, According to Rashi and Lishnakam, he's talking about what is Choris Kirichai or Choris Alidei Shinui. Choris Alidei Shinui. And what's the tzad that ain't adol Choris? What does the Gemara say? Oy Dilma told of the regalu. So there's a flourish in the Gemara that at least in that tzad, I think even on the other side, but at least in that side, Choris Alidei Shinui is a told of regalu. And why is it a told of regalu? It's Alidei Shinui. Because that's Rashi Shita. That Choris, by definition, is a told of regalu. Because the Hilchas of Choris says that it's a told of regalu. So according to Rashi, at least in that side of the Bayit of Reuven, right now we don't want to commit ourselves to the study of Bayit. That's the whole point of the Gemara. We don't want to commit to Reuven's Bayit. We don't want to commit ourselves vis-a-vis Reuven's Bayit. So we want to like steer clear of anything controversial. So on the tzad, at least on the tzad, that Shoyer Sali Deshini is a total regal. Well, if it's a total regal, then Rav Tarfon doesn't apply to regal. That's possible. Rav Tarfon didn't shame. I'm sorry, Rav Tarfon didn't Karen. Because Karen is Chayav Rishus HaRabim, so it's a Kavachayimah that this Nid that Rishus HaNizik is Nezik Shalom. But if we're talking about a Tolder Regal, it's Potter Rishus HaRabim. Matter of fact, point to Rashi's the Gemara and that you test. That Boatov Rishus HaRabim is Potter. Mistab Tolder the Regal. Rashi learns from the Lishnakama, Rashi over there is Gaira, so we're talking about Sarish HaLeh Shini, Boatov. And the Gemara says it's Potter Rishus HaRabim. No, if it's Potter Rishus HaRabim, there's no Rav Tarfon. Rav Tarfon is talking about Karen, because it's Chayav Rishus HaRabim, it's a Kavachayimah that is Nezik Shalom Rishus HaNizik. But Sarish HaLeh Shini is told the regular according to Rashi. And it's potter b'shus rabim, like regal is potter b'shus rabim. Well, if it's potter b'shus rabim because it's regal, then of course b'shus and nizik is not going to be nezik shalom. Why should it be nezik shalom? So according to Rashi, it's a dover poshut that Rebbe Lezer has to hold like Rav Tarfon. It's so poshut Rashi even asked the question to Rebbe Lezer. Of course, Rebbe Lezer hey, that according to Rashi, it's a dover poshut that Rebbe Lezer has to go like sumchus. That there's no such thing as tzoris. So tzoris ali deshinu is regular karen because tzoris doesn't make a difference. No hilchus of tzoris. So Tzoris Alei Shinui is like just Shinui. Forget the Tzoris. It's Shinui. And Shinui is Karen, and Karen, which is Nizik, is Nezik Shalom. So Rashi didn't even bother to explain why does Rebbe Lezer have to be like Sumchus. Of course Rebbe Lezer has to be like Sumchus. Because Rebbe Lezer is like Rav Tarfon, that Rishus HaNizik becomes Nezik Shalom. Rav Tarfon is a Karen Dika Halacha. If it's a Karen Dika Halacha, what does it have to do with Tzoris? Tzoris is Regal. We're not going with Tzoris. We're going with Sumchus. There's no such thing as Tzoris. So Rashi never had the Kashan Rebbe Lezer in the first place. Rashi was only bothered in the Rabbanon. But the Rabbanon, they're Rabbanon. They're not Rav Tarfon. They're just saying, they don't hold from Rav Tarfon, and they don't say Nezek Shalom, they just say Chatzin Nezek. So why can't they hold like the Rabbanon of Sumchus? It's like the Rabbanon of Sumchus, and it's Chatzin Nezek because it's Tzoris, and because it's Tzoris. And it's a Shini also, so it's certainly Chatzin Nezek. So that Rashi addresses, no, because maybe it's Rabbi Nezek. Maybe we have a Rashi, maybe a Shinon Tzoris, maybe a Nezik. We want to avoid all the controversies. So we'll just go into Sumchus and then we avoid all the controversies on all counts. Tosis with Tamayu. The Tosis is going with Lishna Basra. That Rava's Bayu Geisha Dol Tzoris was by Tzoris Kirchayu. And Tzoris has nothing, no special association with Regal at all. And Tzoris Heli Veshinu is Karen. It's the Tzoris of Karen. I just thought, well, if it's Karen, it should go up to, so then it should have Rav Tarfon. Even Tzoris should have Rav Tarfon. It's just the answer. No, there's a technical thing over here. Tzoris doesn't have Rav Tarfon's Kavachayim. By Tzoris, you don't have Rav Tarfon's Kavachayim. Very smart. They're actually Shitosa. Doesn't need to address the Blazer. He only needs to address... Only needs to address the Rabbana. Let's sum up. We have a Braisa, a Godish. The Rabbanan say Chatzin Nezek Migufay. And Rav Elazar says Nezek Shalom Migufay. at this point in the Gemara, the way the Gemara is explaining it right now, why do the Rabbanim say Chatzin Nezik Migufay? First of all, what's the case? That it's Mishuna, and it's the first time. That's the case. The Mishuna. And it's the first time. So why do the Rabbanim say Chatzin Nezik Migufay? Because they hold like Sumchus, which means that there's no such thing as Tzaris. Plus, they don't hold from a Tafrin. They don't hold from a Tafrin. So they don't hold from Tzaris, and they don't hold from a Tafrin. So Mimela, it's Keren Tam. And Keren Tam is Chatzin Nezek Migufay. That's what it says in the Gemara. And what about Rabbi Elazar? He also doesn't hold from Sumchus. I mean, he also holds like Sumchus, that there's no such thing as Torahs. But he holds from Tafrin. And therefore, it's Keren Tam, the Chotzer and Nezik. And the din is Nezik Sholem Migufay. But that's the din of Keren, the Chotzer and Nezik, according to our Tafrin, that it's Nezik Sholem, but it's still Migufay. How is the Gemara? We've been discussing why do they have to hold like Sumchus. That's been the topic of the discussion. Rashi, Tosfos, that's what they're discussing. So, why do they, so starting with the Rabbanim, why do the Rabbanim have to be like Sumchus? Anti-Tzaris people? What would it be if they held from Tzaris? So we'll be fine. It'll be Tzaris, and it'll be Chatzin Nezek. It'll be Chatzin Nezek. So, Why put them on Sukkos aside? So both Rashi and Tosfos answer that what? Because they're Rashi. Because we don't want to be Mechriya. I don't know how to write this. Because we don't want to get involved. Shaloi Tifshoit via the Rashi. Then there's the other question, why does Rabbi Elazar have to hold like some Pesach? Rashi and Tosfos are different. Rashi doesn't even ask the question. So explain, Rashi doesn't, according to Rashi, the question, Mamash doesn't start. The whole of Tarfon is a Keren de Galo. If you hold from Tzoris, then it's not Keren, it's Regal. So obviously, he must hold like some Pesach. Tosfos doesn't have that, because Tosfos holds Tzoris, not a, there's Tzoris of Keren too. So even if they held like Sunkos, even if they didn't hold from Sunkos, even if they held from Tzoris, it would still be Keren, it would be Tzoris of Keren. So why wouldn't you have Rav Tarfon? So Tosfos has to say this other answer. Well, wait, we'll put that in Rashi. See, Rashi, I'm saying this for Rashi. According to Rashi, L'chachomim have a regal, and it wouldn't be Shayach Rav Tarfon. Well, it's Shayach Rav Tarfon. According to Tosfos, lechachomim botel kama chomer, because the kama chomer has to leverage off of shein v'regel, and shein v'regel are chayin nezik shalom mishus hanizik, and that's not too much tzaris. Somehow the kama chomer has to be from shein v'regel to tzaris. If we're talking about tzaris, the kama chomer has to be from shein v'regel to tzaris. But the teretz doesn't see why that's so. You can make a kama chomer from ordinary shein v'regel, so he has a different teretz. That we test within a parrot says that l'chachomim, that this din of tzaris talking exeres hakosha shah exeres hakosha shah hilchaso shal tzaris
Mafkia hakal v'chomer. Just like it's mafkia the din of hadar, and that's totally k'may shemafkia din hadar. But sad the aim hadar l'tzeres. Okay. There's a svar to say, just like tzeres is in svara hadar should make it a bigger chiyush meir shvot and ezik shalom, but the ilcha says no, ain't hadar l'tzeres. So likewise, the Kalachemer of Tarfin says you got to Nezi Shalom, it's a bigger chiyuv shmir v'chatzer and isik. But maybe the Hilchus of Tzorah says, no, despite everything, no matter what chiyuv shmir there is, you still remain with chatzer and isik. So therefore, we don't want to say that the Rebbe Lezer holds like the Rabbona, that the substance is Tzorah, because then we're going to get, and still he holds like a Tarfin, because then we're going to get caught in the woods of whether it's Hadol Tzorah or not. So simply to say that he holds like the like Sunkos. Okay, maybe that's a little bit clearer if everything's up on the board. Interestingly, the Rav used to say, interesting is, let's say Yiddish is, the sad is, in the Rashi Ksaviyad, in the Frankel, they bring all the different Maduras of Rashi. In several of the Kisvayat of Rashi, there's a different teretz for why the Rabbanon have to hold like Sukkos. Very fascinating teretz. He said like this. If the Rabbanon did not hold like Sukkos, if they held from Tzoras, then we would be able to be patient at least one of Rava's two bias. Step by step. Rava had two bias. What was Rava's first bias? Migufa Me'alia. We would have a patient. Then Rava had another bias, Yesh Hadol L'Tzoras, which in the Lishnakama is going with this Lishnakama, this Rashi. Which in the Lishnakama is a bayah about Tzoras al yedei shinui. Does it become Tashlume Keren or does it remain Tashlume Rega? He says like this. Let's say we thought that there is a din of Tzoras. Wouldn't be like Tzoras. And there would be a din of Tzoras. But where is Tzoras Mishtalim? Mufa min Aliyah, it's a bayah. If Tzoras is Mishtalim min Aliyah, so how come over here it's Mufa? You have to say, because here, besides being Tzoras, it's also Keren Tam. Keren Tam is Rishon Mufa. But that would mean that because it's Mishunah, it becomes Tashlumei Keren. But that in turn is totally in the bayah about Yesh Hadol Tzoras or Ein Hadol Tzoras. When Tzoras is Mishunah, does it become Tashlumei Keren or does it remain Tashlumei Regel? So from the fact that here the Brisa says it's Mishalem Yigufay, we're going to have to say one of two things. Either that Tzoras, when it's Mishunah, becomes Keren, and then we'll have a Achra that Yeshinu Tzoras. Or, if Tzoras does not become Keren and it remains ordinary Tzoras, then we'll have Achor to the other Bayer Brova that Tzoras is Mishtalim Megufa. And since our whole point is to avoid committing ourselves to any of Brova's bias, so therefore we have to say that the Brisa doesn't hold from Tzoras, it goes like so. Adkan. That's very interesting, because I thought up till now, when we were in the Lishna Kama, and we explained the Lishna Kama, the Shaila is,
you know, you have, it's when it's Mishunna and it's Seiris, so is it the Tamas, which parasha does it have? Does it go into the parasha of Tashlumi Keren, and then it's and it leaves the parasha of Tashlumi Regel? It leaves the parasha of Tashlumi Regel. That's Rebbe Elazar, that's the side of Yesh Adol Seiris. Or maybe, no, since it's Seiris, maybe it stays in the parasha of Tashlumi Regel. But up till now, I always assumed that the Machlokes was only Nogea after three times, when the Tamas of Keren goes away. And then the Shaila is, does the Tamas of Tzuris come back? But while it's the first time, while it still has both kinds of Tamas, both the Tamas of Keren and the Tamas of Tzuris, so I assumed up till now, Avadu, it's Nidin in the Tamas of Keren, because that's the bigger Tamas. It's Nidin the Kalshabai. That's more. Tamas of Keren is for sure Mikufa, it's not even a Bayah, it's a Knas. So in the first three times when it's both Keren Tam and Tzuris, then Hakol Noidim, that it has Dinim of Keren Tam. It's going to be a Knas, it'll be Moidim, a Knas Potter, or it'll be Mishal Mikufa, according to all of the Sodom. The Bayah was out, there's the Machaikas, where the Yesha Don Tzuris and Adon Tzuris. That's only after three times when the Tamas of Keren goes away. Now the Shaila is, so, you know, what the side of Yesha Don Tzuris is. But since the Chatchila was in the parasha of Thomas of Keren, so the parasha of Thomas of Tzuris disappears. Or maybe it's like a Gili Milsa that the Hilchasa of Tzuris wasn't said when it's Mishun something. But somehow it doesn't come back. And the other side of Ein Adol Tzuris is that when the Thomas of Keren goes away, then the Thomas of Tzuris comes back. That's how I last week when I was doing it. That's more or less how I worked. I took for granted that the first three times of Vayit has the Kulos of Keren Tam. In this Rashi, that we don't have in the printed Rashi, but in this Rashi it says not that way. Because here we're talking about the first time. And Rashi holds that if there's Hadol Tzuris, that means if Ein Hadol Tzuris, that means it's Tashlu, we consider it to be a Tashlumi Regel, then it won't have Dinei Keren Tam even the first time. And therefore, it'll be Mishtalim in Aliyah. If Tzuris ordinarily is Mishtalim in Aliyah, then here it'll be Min Aliyah, not Migufay. Even though Keren Tam is Migufay. But here, on the Tzad, that Ein Hadol Tzuris, that means on the side that it's Tashlumi, that it goes back to being Tashlumi Regel, it doesn't just go back to being Tashlumi Regel. It's Tashlumi Regel from the beginning, and it never was Tashlumi Keren, Ad Kedei Kach, that doesn't have the kulus of Keren Tam, it'll be Mishalim and Aliyah, not Megufa. It's a Merit Gechidish. The Moshe, it comes out a bizarre halacha. Keren Tam is Mishalim from where? Megufa. Keren Tam al Yidei Tzuris, if Tzuris ordinarily is Min Aliyah, will be Min Aliyah. That means a behemoth Tamo that's Mazik Begufa, you pay Chatzin Ezek only Begufa, not Min Aliyah. But a Keren Tam, behemoth Tamo that's Mazik al Yidei Tzuris, and the Tzad that Tzuris is Min Aliyah, will pay Min Aliyah. Because up till now, I thought for the post that can't be. How can the Tashlumen of Keren Tam al Yidei Tzuris be more Kal than the Tashlumen of Keren Tam Begufa? That's why I thought about it. The first three times, it's about it has all the kulos of Keren Tam, of Thomas of Keren. But the only shot is after three times, when the Thomas of Keren goes away, maybe the Thomas of Regel doesn't come back, and maybe the Thomas of Regel does come back. If this Saviyada Rashi says Takanato, it's mukhuk here that the shaila of Yesh Adol Tzuris or Ein Adol Tzuris in the Lishna Kama, you know, is a shaila not only the fourth time, it's a shaila the first time. The first time around, does it have Dinei Tashlumi Regel Tzuris, or does it have Dinei of Tashlumi Keren? If it has Dinei of Tashlumi Keren, and there's a Kulin of Chumra, both son, and that Tzad that it's Tashlumi Regel, it's Tashlumi Regel from the very beginning. So on the one hand, there's a Kulin that after four times, it's still Chatzin Ezek, there's no Hadah. But on the other hand, there's a chumrah that it's Mishtalim and Aliyah, maybe, depending on which service is Mishtalim for. On the other hand, if it's Tashlumi Keren, then on the one hand, there's a chumrah, there's a kula, there's a chumrah, that it'll have Hadah, because Keren has Hadah. But on the other hand, there'll be a kula that is mishtalim migufay and not min ha'aliyah. The printed Rashi doesn't have this teretz, maybe for this reason, maybe he doesn't hold for this. Doesn't think that could be a tzad that keren tam alidei tzeres is more kal, is more chomer than keren tam begufa.
Well, according to his understanding that it's regular from the beginning, how do we understand not to be in tzeres the regular kal than keren? No. Rashi has
Yeah, which Rashi?
In Dimasu Ella Hadvoy Rava. After the Lord.
They do look even the totally regularly, the Urchihu, and the Mado, the Mzim the Kamaisa Yaitle. No, which Rashi are you looking?
Parentheses.
Oh, the parentheses. Kimu Kamaisa, Hodor Rav Yeshad Old Sirs. Mshinu Bem also, the Mshinu Gimu Pomim. We even came in the Shinu. Nafka b'din seres deregel, the chalai din karen. Well, that means the first time. The first time, because it's mishuna, it goes out of the din of seres deregel and it becomes karen. Well, that's fine. I don't know what's wrong.
We're saying the first time it has din regel.
No, that's the other side of yesh adol seres. This is right. He's explaining the side that yesh adol seres, what the word earlier called Rebbe Lozer. So if yesh adol seres, it's ois regal, and it becomes tashlume karen. But now that's not really changing so much. It's tashlume karen. But the other side, that ain adol seres, which means that it stays tashlume regal. So I thought it means it goes back to being tashlume regal after three times. But the first three times of avada has kulus of karen tam. It has the kulus of tamus of karen. How could seres of karen be more chomer than karen itself? And this Rashi Ksaviyad, it says beferish not the way. That on the tzad that ain't adol tzeres, what the Gemara called earlier the Rabbonon, the tzad that ain't adol tzeres, not just that it goes back to being where tzeres the regal. It never is keren, it's never keren in the first place. It's tzeres of regal from the beginning, and only tzeres of regal, and it never had dine keren, and nafgamina, that it'll be mishtal me it'll be mishtal maybe min aliyah. If tzaris is mishtal min aliyah, then it'll be mishtal min aliyah, even though keren tam is mishtal min gufa.
We tried finding that Yirmiyah's bio was the one that was dealing with the Peturim and the Shem Mazik, while over here it was all agreed upon that it was regel, and it has nothing to do with, this is all about the Teshulim, it has nothing to do with the Shem Mazik. Now we're interrelating the two.
So, that's a good point. But I think we could say this in the Tashlum Minos. In other words, we could still say the Shem Mazik is still regal. B'shus Rabim, you're going to be, B'shus Rabim, you'll be part of the Gemara. The Nidin is in the Tashlum. What Pasha of Tashlum does it belong? But Lagabi, that, this is Rashi is saying, that it's either in the Pasha of Tashlum of Keren, or it's in the Pasha of Tashlum and Regal. And whichever Pasha it's in from Yitchil V'Yatzayf. If it's in the Pasha of Tashlum of Keren, it's Keren Yitchil V'Yatzayf. First time, tenth time is Tashlumi Keren, with everything that follows from being Tashlumi Keren. And if it's Tashlumi Regal, and it's Tashlumi Regal, Mitchil V'Yatzai from the first time to the tenth time. So in one after means what the Gemara says, Hado, what happens the fourth time? Does it become a mood? If it's Tashlumi Keren, it becomes a mood. If it's Tashlumi Regal, then it's service forever and ever. And Nafkamina number two, which what Rashi Ksaviyad is saying, is Nafkamina the first time, Lagabi is it Migufayim and Aliyah. Because Tashlumi Keren is Migufayim. And Tashlumi Regal of Tzeres, it's the Bayim, might be Min Aliyah. I'm a Tzad that is Min Aliyah, so that'll be an Afkamino. The first time it'll already be Min Aliyah, it won't be Migul. But at this time, it could all be in the framework of what Tashlumi belongs to. In a way, it's a simplifier. We don't have to have this thing, it comes back, and it was got a little bit woolly, that thing of coming back. In a way, this is a great reducer. It's very simple. It's either Tashlumi Keren or it's Tashlumi Regal, and it's either or, and from the very beginning, you have to decide. And that's the vibe of Yeshadol Tzeres, according to the Lishna Tam. But it's very mechudish in the poil to think that when a behemah is mazik begufa, keren tam, you only pay migufa, which is less money sometimes. If the behemah is not worth so much, then migufa is less money than paying min aliyah. But if it's mazik al yedei Tzeres, and the tzad that the yesh that ain hadol the tzuris, that the meaning is tashloni regel, and on the tzad that tzuris of regel is min aliyah, so you'll pay packet more money. The behemah will pay more. You'll pay more money for a behemah that's mazik, for a behemah tama that's mazik al yedei tzuris, than for a behemah tama that's mazik v'guf. Seems very counterintuitive, but that's what it says. Could be Rashi and the Nidpas didn't say this teretz for this reason, for this very reason, because that's taka very counterintuitive. Simpler and loveless, but in Messias it's counterintuitive. Okay, let's go on. Let's go on to the good to Rashi. Other tesis in yourself. Oh, sorry, Rashi. Where are Rashi? Top of your testament out. Yes, Shinu Tzoris Dervi Yenesek, Yen Shinu Tzoris Dervi Yenesek. You have Tzoris and it's Mishunah. Does it go down to Rabbi Yenesek or not? So what are the Sodei Abaya? What is Rashi saying? Yes, Shinu Tzoris Dervi Yenesek. The Rabbanu the Pligat is the Sumchus. The Ami Tzoris Dervi Chatzinesek. Right? Obviously, we're not going with Sumchus. Sumchus doesn't have the whole Tzoris. We're going in the Rabbanu Sumchus. So Tzoris is Chatzines when it's regular Tzoris. But Hecha the Shinu Behem. But if you were Mishan in the Tzoris, you go in Boat of Raglo. Umachmas Biut. Ketiz the Tzoris. Vishob Vishibra Kalim. Mi Choshev Shinui. Vahavi Ketam. Umishalim Rabbi Yenezer. Do I say it has a din of tam? It's the tam of tzuris and it's Rabbi Yenezer. Do I ados and chatzin ezek? Since by a mood of tzuris it's chatzin ezek, so a tam of tzuris therefore is Rabbi Yenezer. Hilchach tamusin Rabbi Yenezer. Oy ein shinui l'shalim Rabbiyo. Yilo oylem chatzin ezek. She ein tamus v'hado behem. In tzuris you can't be a tam and a mood. There's no fluctuation of being a tam and going up to a mood. The loyashkechin tam, the mishalim botsim yipalgo. Tam is chatzinezik. Here it's already chatzinezik. So there's no tamus in tzoris, because tzoris is chatzinezik from the very beginning. So how could there be tamus in a chatzinezik? That'll be rabbiyanezik. Loyashkechin, there's such a thing as rabbiyanezik, and therefore there's no tamus in tzoris. So it sounds like you're actually saying that's for sure that this Torah is service over here. Like, that's fixed. It's service. Nothing told me. A lot of service. The shayla is there tamus? On the one hand, maybe there's tamus. So then it goes down to Rabbi Yenezek. But maybe, since like Ashkechon is such a thing as Rabbi Yenezek. So in service, there's no tamus. The Lashon Rashi is interesting. Says there's no tamus or ha'adah. What are we talking about? Hador and Dafashwe. It's more about Thomas, not more about Hador. That we had before. Yesh Hador and Tzoris. What Rashi means is, there's no discount for Thomas and going up to Hador. It's, since it's Chatzin from the beginning, so you start at the top. No, it's normally by Karen, you start at half, and then you go up to full. So you have Thomas, and then after a while you get to Hador. By Tzoris, since it's Chatzinezik from the beginning, so you sort of start at Hador. There's no Tamus and then Hador. From the very beginning, it's Chatzinezik. So you start at the top, and that's it. You don't move any further. So you already start with the Muadus. It's not the first time I mentioned, but that's the Nekudah. it's Shoras there is for sure. The Torah is Chatan Ezek, the Torah is you have. The Suffolk is there a Torah's Tamos of you? Maybe there's a Torah's Tamos, then it's Rabbi Yonezek. There's the Tamos of Torah's. Maybe not. Maybe there's no Tamos in Shoras. So first of all, Avor, if you hold like the Lishna Kam of Rashi, then the holy side of Lishna Kamra is that Tzoris and Keren are antithetical things. Tzoris, by definition, is regal. To the extent that it's regal, it's not Keren. To the extent that it's Keren, it's not Tzoris. That's the whole idea of Lishna Kamra. That's why we have, you know, we saw it especially in the Ksaviyad of Rashi. But even the first time, if it has Tzoris Tashlumi regal, then it's not Keren, it's not Mishtal Migufi, maybe Mishtal Min Aliyah. Then it won't have Adah. If it has Torah Tashlumi Keren, then it'll have Adah, but it'll be Mishtal Migufi. You can't be both. And that's the suffix of, that's the Bayit Yesh Adah L'Torah. Is it regular, is it Keren? It's Kama. There we sound, even the Rashi without the Ksaviyad, and that's the whole Lishna Kama, is that being Torah and being Keren are two different things. It's yotzah, if it has a din of Keren, if it has a din of Keren, it's yotzah mitaris, it's yotzah mitol du derega. And then it loses the din of Tzoris. So then, when Rashi would, when we want to explain why perhaps ain't shinu Tzoris through the Inesit, what Rashi should say, explaining Rashi. But the reason why ain't shinu l'tzoris through Rabbi Yonezek is because how could you have Rabbi Yonezek? What's Rabbi Yonezek? Rabbi Yonezek means you multiply the chatzin ezek of Keren times the chatzin ezek of tzoris. How could you do that? If it's tzoris, it's not if it's tzoris, it's not Keren, and if it's Keren, it's not tzoris. We'll have to explain the other side. Rashi the tzad the ain't shinu l'tzoris through Rabbi Yonezek. How could it even make sense? Okay, we say the hagufa, that's the suffix. Maybe Rashi the tzad that there is tzoris in Keren. But the tzad that ain't shinu l'tzoris, it's very poshut, ain't shinu l'tzoris to Rabbi Yonezek, because to the extent that it's Keren and so. And that's not what Rashi is. Maybe we were aiming at this kasha earlier on. Why did Rashi need this hezbo? What's wrong with it? Okay, so then I said that the Tamos of Keren, that we died in the Tamos of Keren. Oh, I said it. What? Yeah, I think I said that the first three times the Vada has the Talmud of Keren. The Vada has the Talmud, because it's Nidah B'Kai, it certainly has the Talmud of Keren. The Shaila is, if it has the Talmud of Keren and the Talmud of Regal, and when we say that Le'ashkin Tzor is Bosom Yipalga, that means to Gili Milso that you can't have both kinds of Talmud. No, in Tzor you can have both kinds of Talmud. But the Tzor, Rashi Tzor, Ein Le'ashkin Talmud, Bosom Yipalga, is a gili milsa that you can't have both kinds of tamos. And the shaila now is, okay, then which tamos do you have? Do you have the tamos of Keren or do you have the tamos of Regal? Right, that's what I said then. That's still possible. Yeah, I guess that's still possible. It could also be that this Rashi is a Lishna Bas Rashi. This Rashi may not be going with the Lishna Kama. He may be going with the Lishna Basra. If you don't like the Lishna Basra, then everything looks different. In the Lishna Basra Rashi, like Taisus and Peretz, in the Lishna Basra Rashi, Tzoris has nothing to do with the Regal. There's no particular Tzoris Regal connection. This Tzoris of Regal, and this Tzoris of Keren, and this Tzoris of Shame. So here it happens to be Tzoris of Keren. Tzoris Kirchai was Tzoris of Regal. This is Tzoris. According to Lishna Basra Rashi, the Bay of Yesha Dolat Tzoris is by Tzoris Kirchai. That's Taka Tzoris of Regal. Here we're talking about a different kind of Tzoris. Here we're talking about the Tzoris of the tzaris of tzaris of Karen. So the tzaris of Karen, so there's no stira between being tzaris and being Karen. Okay, this is the tzaris of Karen. But that's not the problem. The problem is, but ask about some Yipalga. The problem is, I looked in the Ksavya, there's no other Rashi's over here. All the many Ksavyas that they have, you know, in the Frankel over here, this is it. There's no Shinuyim over here. This is in all the Maduras, this is what it says. So that makes me think that this Rashi has to stim with the Lushna Kama also. So I'm not sure that it's a Mamish Muchach. Because I don't know how this exactly worked, you know. When Rashi wrote many Maduras, that means he went over everything and he rewrote everything four times, whatever times number of times. That means he wrote Rashi, and then there were certain sugyas that he kept reworking and reworking and reworking. I think it's more the latter way, because I see in the Ksavyad in the sugya of your Testament base there's like six different maduras. And then you get to your test, everything, you know, is one madura. In Bata, you have a Shini by your Bata, but otherwise it doesn't really change. So, and it's not like if Rashi wrote everything over from beginning to end, then you would expect there to be many maduras on every single page. And it's not that way. Sounds like Rashi, certain things he kept reworking. So I don't know if it's Mamish Muchuf, you know, this might be a Rashi from a Lishta Basra, and maybe this part he never reworked, but I don't know that it's Mamish Muchuf. I don't know, like the scientific question. I don't know. If I had never looked at the Frank, I would say, this is a Rashi of Madura Basra. It's not, it doesn't commit us what the Lishna Kama would say. Let's for the time being, I want to work through the Lushna Basra. How would the Lushna Basra learn this Gemara? Let's see the Hemshech Gemara, because there's an issue here, and I have now a machshava maybe how Rashi addresses it. We'll see tomorrow, Mr. Jim, how the Tesser Ben Peretz addresses it. So again, take it from the top, and let's now confine ourselves to the world of the Lushna Basra, which is by far the simpler world. You know, we don't have all these complications with Tashlumin and Yesh Adol Tzoris by Tzoris Kiruchayu. But there's Tzoris of Regal and the Tzoris of Karen, and everything's much less complicated in Lishna Basra. So let's just work in the Lishna. But this Gemara maybe has extra wrinkles. So again, Boy Rav Asher, Yeshin the Tzoris of Vianesek, Yeshin the Tzoris of Vianesek. So if we're going in the Lishna Basra, so that means we're talking about the Tzoris that belongs to the Shem of Karen. The Tzoris of Shem, Tzoris of Regal, Tzoris of Karen. This is a Gemara about Tzoris of Karen. And there's nothing... You know, there's nothing oxymoronic in saying service of Karen. And listen, Kama Rashi, like that whole very expression, service of Karen, is by itself fraught with difficulty, because service is regular, happen to be service of Karen. So we have the whole Lishna Kama, all these, you know, we've been visiting that for a long time. But in Lishna Basra, it's very good. There's service of Karen, that's fine. There's service of regular, service of Karen. And the suffix is, by rights, it should be Ravi and Ezek. Service of Karen should be Ravi and Ezek. But maybe not. So that's the suffix. Is Tzoris of Karen Nevi and Ezek or not? The way Rashi is masked with the suffix, Tzoris it is for sure. But does it have Tamus? Because maybe there's no Tamus of Merodus in Tzoris since it's Chatzin Ezek from the get-go. So there's no Tamus in something that was Chatzin Ezek to begin with. Because if there's less than Palga, there can't be, so there's no Tamus. Or maybe no, maybe there is Tamus and it'll be Revi and Ezek and the Hado will be Chatzin Ezek. So now the Gemara goes on and says, "Tishu lemi deraba." What's the shaila? "Tishu lemi deraba." The boy raba. Yesh adol tzoris, ein adol tzoris. But the shaila with the tzoris has ando. Now that's what tzoris kiruchayu. Rava's bay was by tzoris kiruchayu, going to Lushna Basra. Rava's time with the shaila. Tzoris three times. Does it go up to Nezek Shon? Does it have ador now? So Gemara says, "Mechal dein shina." And the fact that Rava had a shaila whether Yesh Adol Tzoris or Ein Adol Tzoris by Tzoris Kiruchayu, it's a raya that Ein Shinu Tzoris by Tzoris of Keren for Ravi and Ezek. What's the connection? Where's the Tikshin Tov here? What's the connection? Maybe this Shinu the Tzoris to Ravi and Ezek. That means it's Tam and it's Tzoris. Saris is half, and Tam is half. So it's a quarter. But there's Hadah. There's Hadah for Tamos, and there's Hadah for Tzarisness. And therefore, that's what Rava says, maybe Yesh Hadah L'Tzaris. So fine, Tzaris three times becomes Nezek Shalom. It loses its Tzaris, the stability. And there's Hadah for Tamos. Of course, that says in Torah that for Tamos there's this Hadah. So here, when you have Tamos and Tzarisness, and you have Hadah, so both things become Mu'ud. My Karen Tam becomes a Karen Mu'ud. My Tzoris becomes a Tzoris Mu'ud, whatever you want to call that. You know, it becomes a Tzoris that I have Hadah. So it'll go from a quarter to Nezek Shalom. It has two kinds of Chatzin Nezek Dinin, but it loses both with the Hadah. So what's the problem? Where's the Rashi see that if Rova, that Rova's sad that Yesh Hadah L'Tzoris somehow can't live with the Rashi sad that the Shini L'Tzoris the Revi Nezek? Why not? So in Tosha Ben Peretz, there's Yisyachsus to this issue. He says that it can't be that Hadah should make Kifle Kiflayim. Then he's Mamshech. Okay, so Hadah can make Kifle Kiflayim, but maybe Hadah by Rabbi Nezek goes up to Chatzin Nezek, and by Tzoris of Kiyur Chay, it goes from Chatzin Nezek to Nezek Shalom. No, it has to be uniform. It's all Arichas and Tosfos in the parish. We're going to take a look inside and Shem tomorrow. But it's Taka very not clear. Especially the way it was Masber Tosfos ben Peretz, that the notion of Tzoris and the notion of Tamos, they're both Miyutim and Chiyuv Shmir. Tamos is Chatzinez because you have less of a Chiyuv Shmir for Tam, Karen Tam, and Tzoris the Torah is Miyut and Chiyuv Shmir. So if Hadah now makes it that I have more chiyuv shmirah, so my Karen Tam I get a full chiyuv shmirah, and Tzoris I get a full chiyuv shmirah. So why can't I bring everything up? Kiflik kiflayim to Nezek Shalom. It took off both of my. I had two excuses why I have less of a chiyuv shmirah. Now after the Hadah, both excuses went away. Why is it so axiomatic? It can't be kiflik kiflayim. We'll have to see tomorrow when we look at the Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz. But I think maybe in Rashi maybe preempts this issue. Because again, we saw in Rashi that what's the Nekudas HaSu, what's Rav Ashi's, I'm thinking out loud, so this may break down, but this just occurred to me now. Rashi's learning that what's Rav Ashi's Shaila? It's for sure Tzoris. That's for sure. It has the din of Tzoris, which is Shri Chatzinezek. Shaila is there Tamus? It's something that starts off as Chatzinez. Does that have a Tamos? like this. And the tzad that Yeshino chose to be an Ezra. So Rashi is explaining that that means that the Torah gave Tammuz and Mu'ah. What's the suffix of Rashi? In the parsha of Tzoras itself is there Tammuz and Mu'ahs. It's a smokum to say that in Tzoras, since it's Chatzin Ezek, there is no Tammuz and Mu'ahs. Tzoras is what it is. It's not subject to the to Tammuz and Mu'ahs. Or maybe not. Maybe in Tzoras itself, the concept of Tammuz and Mu'ahs you have even in Tzoras. And the Tammuz and Mu'ahs of Tzoras is Revi and Chatzin. Well, if that's true, that Tzoras itself has a Tammuz and Mu'ahs, that Tammuz of Tzoras is Revi and Ezek, and the Mu'ahs of Tzoras is Chatzin Ezek, then how can Tzoras Kiruchayu, after three times, go up to Nezek Sholem? The Chatzin Ezek itself is the Mu'ahs of Tzoras. You see, by Keren, by the case of Keren, Ravashi's case, Tzoras HaLidei Shinui, what's the Mu'ahs of Tzoras? If Tzoras has Tammuz and Mu'ahs, so the Tammuz of Tzoras is Revi and Ezek. And what's the Mu'ahs of Tzoras? Chatzin Ezek. That means Chatzin Ezek is a Mu'ahs. It's the first few times it doesn't have, it's not yet a Mu'ahs, so it's a Revi and Ezek. After three times it becomes a Mu'ahs, and the Mu'ahs of Tzoras is Chatzin Ezek. Regel Kiurche is Mu'ahs mitchilosei. That's why ordinarily it's Ezek Shalom. It's Mu'ahs mitchilosei. Tzoras is Chatzin Ezek. Well, if Chatzin Ezek by Keren is the mu'odus that you get after three times, then Chatzin Ezek by Regel, Tzoras of Regel, is the mu'od mitchilosoi of Tzoras of Regel. Those ordinarily, if you leave Tzoras out of it, so just Keren versus Regel. So Keren becomes the mu'od after three times, and Regel is the mu'od mitchilosoi. If by Keren itself, the Tzoras has Tammuz and mu'odus, that means the Tammuz of Tzoras is Revi and Ezek, and the mu'odus of Tzoras is Chatzin Ezek, then when you have Tzoras by Regel, which is Mu'ud Mitchilosoi, so then that's so Tzoras is Mu'ud Mitchilosoi. And the Mu'odus of Tzoras is Chatzin Ezek. Just like by Keren, the Mu'odus of Tzoras is Chatzin Ezek. So by Regel, the Mu'odus of Tzoras is Chatzin Ezek. So why after three times should go up to Nezek Shalom? It had a Mu'odus in Chatzin Ezek. Chatzin Ezek is already a Mu'odus. So therefore, if you say that Yeshim will serve the Revi and Ezek, there is no way that a Tzoras itself could have a Hadot to go up there into Nezek Shalom. Because Chatzin Ezek Tzoras is already Mu'od. That's the Chatzin Ezek is the Mu'odus of Tzoras. But on the other hand, if you say that Le'ashkechen Tammuz Batzer Mipalgo, that means that in Keren, it means that Chatzin Ezek Tzoras doesn't have a Tammuz of Revi and Ezek. Doesn't have its own Tammuz of Revi and Ezek. Then that means that Chatzin Ezek is not a Mu'odus, not a Shia Mu'odus, because in the context of it doesn't have, since it starts off Le'ashkan Botzim Yipalga, since it starts off as Chatzin Ezek, it doesn't have a Tammuz of Revi and Ezek. So it just has it, and therefore after three times it's not a Mu'odus either. It doesn't have that fluctuation from Revi and Ezek to Chatzin Ezek. So the Zen Noisim Mokum Lodun, that since Tzoras doesn't have its own Tammuz of Revi and Ezek, so maybe in itself could become a Mu'od to Nezek Shalom. And therefore, after three times, maybe Tzoros, presumably both by Keren and by Regel. If there's Adol Tzoros by Regel, there's probably Adol Tzoros by Keren as well. I wonder if that's true. If ain't Adol Revi and Ezek, so the first time it'll be Chatzin Ezek, and if Yesh Adol Tzoros, then the third time it'll be Nezek Shalom, even by Keren. I don't know why should it be Gar? Something like that. You hear what I'm saying? I think it's very meduk when Shani's a Rashi. Rashi learns the Shiloh of Yesh Adol Tzoris, of Yesh Adol Tzoris to Revi and Ezek is, does Tzoris have its own Tamos of Revi and Ezek? And then the Chatzi Ezek is already called the Hadah. Well, if that's true, then there's no further Hadah that could be looked for. Let's say you hold that this, and maybe this will bring it out. Let's say there is Shinul Tzoris through Revi'an Ezek. So by Tzoris of Karen the first three times, it'll be Revi'an Ezek, then it'll become Chatzin Ezek. What if it does it another three times? Will it go up to Ezek Shalom? How about not? Chatzin Ezek was already the Mood. That was already the Shir Mood. There's no postgraduate degree. Like, that's it. Once you're a Mood, you're a Mood. So, but the whole idea of Yesh Hadol Tzoris is that Tzoris, Chatzin Ezek Tzoris, is not a Muodus. It can have its own Muodus going on to Ezek Shalom. If Tzoris has a Tamus of Revi'an Ezek, then Chatzin Ezek Tzoris is the Muodus of Tzoris. If it's the Muodus of Tzoris, then that's the end of the road. It's only if you say that Ein Shinul Tzoris the Revi'an Ezek. Tzoris doesn't have a Tamus of its own. So then Yesh Mokom Lodin, if Tzoris doesn't have a Tamus, then maybe it is a Tamus, and it has its own Hadoi after three times. Because the Torah only said there's Tamus and Muodus. There's no Muodus of Muodus. There's Tamus and there's Muodus. If we call in Chatzin Ezek Tzoris a Muodus vis-a-vis Revi'an Ezek, then it can't be a Tamus vis-a-vis something else. Like, why? That's what I would bring out from the case of Karen itself. I think it's true that we're in the world of the Lishna Basar here, Tosfos, the Lishna Basar Rashi. We're in this world that there's such a thing as that the buy of Yesh Hadol Tzoris is by ordinary Tzoris. When you have ordinary Tzoris three times, does it go up to Nezek Shalom? And then we have a buy over here about Tzoris of Keren, does it go down to Revi'an Ezek? So in this world of Lishna Basar, if there's Hadol Tzoris by Regel, then there should be Hadol Tzoris by Keren too. Meaning, if Tzoris of Regel after three times goes up to Nezek Shalom, it loses its Tzorisness and goes up to Nezek Shalom, so Tzoris of Karen shouldn't be any different. After three times, it should go up to Nezek Shalom. But if you're like Ravashi, the Eishin of the Tzoris to Revi and Ezek, it's going to come out this absurd situation where you start off to Revi and Ezek. After three times, it becomes a mood of Tzoris and it goes up to Chatzin Ezek. And then you go another three times and it becomes, that's absurd. And then it becomes Nezek Shalom. Oh, so maybe we'll say, no, maybe the Tamos is Revi and Ezek. And then Teshav Ben Peretz would say maybe the Tamus was Revi and Ezek, and then it goes up Kifli Kiflayim. After three times, it goes up Kifli Kiflayim, because that's if you assume that the Bayah was there is a Tamus of Chatzin Ezek, there is a Tamus of Karen, and there is a Tzoris, there is a Chatzin Ezek of Karen, and there's a Chatzin Ezek of Tamus in play, and there's Chatzin Ezek of Tzoris in play, and the Shaila is, did they multiply down to Revi and Ezek? And then, after you do Hadoh, so you did Hadoh for both. So maybe you should go up to Kifle Kiflayim. So Tosha Ben Paris doesn't say, no, Kifle Kiflayim can't do. Because okay. It only has a it can't be. Torah said it doubles, doesn't say it quadruples. That's how someone like, it all has to be learned after the Pesukah. We'll see Tosha Ben Paris inside. Because as he's working in the Sugya, we haven't seen him inside, but he's working in the Sugya, Kilu, that the Nidin is, of course, there's such a thing as Tamus, and there's such a thing as Tzoris, and they're both working at, but the Shaila is, can they converge to make Revi'an Ezek? Akilu, and if they don't make Revi'an Ezek, the Shaila is because there is Tamus and there is Tzoris, and each one is a Chatzin Ezek, but there's no multiplier effect. That's in the world of Rebbeinu Peretz. In other words, we're not doubting that there's such a thing as Tamus, even in this case. There is a Tamus factor over here, and there's a Tzoris factor over here. The Shaila is a half times a half a quarter, or maybe half times a half, it's just a half. And
So we can do a half times a half, but we're saying we can't do Kifle.
No, the Torah asks, maybe we could do a half times a half, and you could have Revi and Ezek, and then the Hadoh will be Kifle Kiflayim, and then it's not a steer to Rabba. I mean, I don't want to get too bogged down in Revi and Peretz, which I haven't even done yet. But I'm just saying, I just want to bring out the Chiddush of Rashi, which I'm trying to do. That Rashi learns that the Baya is, that's for sure that the Tzoris. The question is not, There's for sure a parsha of Tzoros over here. There's Chatzin Ezim Tzoros. The Baya is there Tamas here at all? Does Tzoros have Tamas or does Tzoros not have Tamas? And the Rav Ashi suffix is that maybe Tzoros doesn't have Tamas. Or maybe Tzoros has Tamas. Different way to think about it. It's not, there is Tamas and there is Tzoros, but maybe there's no multiplier effect. A multiplier effect there would be, but the shaila is, did the Torah give a parsha of Tamas to Tzoros? If Tzoros has Tamas, then it would be really a nezik. If Tzoros doesn't have Tamas, that's the Lashonis of Rashi. Maybe Tzoros doesn't have Tamas. There ain't behem Tamas vehado. Very strong loss, very striking loss in Rashi. There is no Tamas to Tzoros. So I'm adding, Mele, I understand why it's connected to Robo. The Cheshmer, not that they can't be Kifle Kiflayim. The word is something else. The word is that if Tzoros has Tamas and Wadus, that means that Chatzi Nezek Tzoros is already a Muwadus. So then Ein Hadol Tzoros, because it's already a Muad at the Chatzi Nezek point. So how can it go any further? It's only if Tzoros doesn't have its own Tamas that there's a Mokum Lodun, that maybe Tzoros itself is a kind of Tamas, and then it can go up to, and then it would have its own Hadot and Nezek Sholem. It's Gevaldik and Rashi. Mechal de Ein Shinui. The next Rashi. Mechal de Ein Shinui, says Rashi. De Im Yeh Shinui L'Reviyah, Havi Chatzi Nezek L'Hadda Osun. If there's a Shinui L'Reviyah Nezek, then the Hadda of Tzoros will be Chatzi Nezek. V'amai Yitzrich L'Ivoy, L'Rov L'Mivoy. So what's Rov L'Shalem? Vadi Ein Hadda L'Shalem Nezek Sholem, because the Hatamus L'Reviyah Nezek, the Hadda of Chatzi Nezek. Chatzi Nezek is the Hadda. So what's the sound that there's a Hadda of Nezek Sholem? Chatzi Nezek is already the Hadda. I think it's Mamash of Rashi saying. It's Mamash of Rashi telling us. That's the way. Not Kifle Kiflayim, and they can't be Kifle Kiflayim, and that's not the Rashi. If Chatzi Nezek is the Hador, then what's the Sadr Nezek Shalom? It's all within this Rashi that the Sof of the Gemara not doesn't multiply. The Shaila is there a Tamas at all? Is Chatzi Nezek itself a Tamas? That can it have a Tamas? If it can have a Tamas, then it's already the Hadol. If it can't have a Tamas, then maybe it itself is a Tamas.
All of this is in the realm of
Tashlumin. We're going down the Shabbasra. This whole thing only works in the, I think it only works in the Mishnah Basra. Yeah, for sure it only works in the Mishnah Basra. In the Mishnah Kama, we're going Lishna Basra Rashi, then there's no. If we're in the world of Lishna Basra Rashi, it doesn't matter Tashlum or not Tashlum. This is Tzoros of Keren. Tzoros of Keren is Keren all the way down. There's no. In the Lishna Kama of Rashi, Tzoros is connected to Regel. Tzoros is the Hilchasa that it can only be Regel. So then we have to be Mechalik. So when you have. Then it gets. We have this need for all this complication. In Lishna Basra Rashi, there's no need for complication. Tzoros of Keren is Keren Duchen Duchen. Through and through. It's the Shlomo Karen, it's the Shemazik is Karen, it's Karen all the way down. The Shaila is not, that's not the Shaila here. The Shaila is, does Tzoros of Karen have its own time of Revi and Ezek? Or maybe no, there's no such thing as Revi and Ezek. So Tzoros doesn't have a Tamus. If Tzoros doesn't have a Tamus, then there's a Mokum Loimar that it itself is a Tamus. And after three times it goes off to Nezek Shal. Ben Bekaren, Ben Berek. Ben Bekaren, Ben Berek. Again, it's all in the Lishna Basra. In the Lishna Kama, none of this complication even exists in the Lishna Kama. In the Lishna Kama, Rav and Rav Ashi are talking about the same case. Rav is talking about Tzoros Ali Dei Shinui. Rav Ashi is talking about Tzoros Ali Dei Shinui. So then the Gemara is poshut. And as far as this is concerned, the Gemara is poshut. If Tzoros Ali Dei Shinui, if Yesh Adol Tzoros, that means that Tzoros Ali Dei Shinui goes up. Tzoros Ali Dei Shinui. If Yesh Hadol Tzoros, that means that Tzoros Ali Dei Shinui after three times becomes Nezek Sholem, and it becomes Nezek Sholem because it's Yotze Mitoros Regel to have a din of Keren, and after three times is Nezek Sholem. So, nothing more. The point of Lishna Kama and Rashi is this: Rav and Rav Ashi are the same case. They're both talking about Tzoros Ali Dei Shinui. Rav is Tzoros Ali Dei Shinui. This is Tzoros Ali Dei Shinui. And Ravashi's done, and maybe Svaris Aladeshinui, since it's Svaris and it's Karen, it's Rabbianet. And then after three times, obviously it'll be Chatzinet. And Rav had a Safek, that maybe Svaris Aladeshinui loses the Torah Svaris altogether. And it becomes Karen through and through, and then it goes up to Nezik Shalom after three times. So there's no sign of Rabbianet. The whole point is it loses. It's Nezik Shalom because it lost its Torah Svaris. And maybe there's more functional ways to say it. According to the reason why it's more, this everything else is much more simple than the Lishna Basra. But Rav Ashi, this particular Gemara is more complicated than the Lishna Basra, because in the Lishna Kamra, Rav Ashi and Rav are talking about the same case. They're both from a Tzara Soli Deshini, so I see right away why there's an interesting why they're connected. Because if Tzara Soli Deshini is Raviyah Nezik the first time, then Tzara Soli Deshini, the very same case, the third time, obviously, is going to be Chatzi Nezik. Especially since in the Lishna Kama it's axiomatic that Tzoris itself doesn't have Hadah. Shini, Tzoris Elidei Shini maybe has Hadah because the Keren Shabbai becomes Mut. But the Pasha Tzoris of the regular Tzoris, like Rashi says in the Lishna Kama when he asked in the Lishna Basra, Rashi asked when he's in his Lishna Kama seat, he asked in the Lishna Basra, he says, what are you talking about Hadah for Tzoris of Regal? Tzoris doesn't have Hadah. Tzoris is, it's Urchei, it's what's the Hadah going to be Moisif? Hadah is a concept in Keren Tam. And Rav, the Shail of Yesh Hadah, the Tzoris, not by regular Tzoris. Regular Tzoris of Adah doesn't have Hadah. The Shail is when it's Tzoris Ali Deshinui, maybe the Keren Tam Shabbai has Hadah. Or maybe the Tzoris prevents it from becoming a Mu'ud. So then we see right away the connection to Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi has it said that the Tzoris of Keren becomes Revi and Ezek. Somehow it could be both at the same time. But that precludes it. Anyway, I don't want to go through Lishna Kama. I don't want to get lost in the Lishna Kama again. But in the Lishna Basra, the challenge is that Rav is talking about a case of Tzoris Kiruchayim. And it goes from Nezik, from Chatzi Nezik to Nezik Shalom. Rav Ashi is talking about a case of Tzoris Yaldei Shinui, Tzoris of Keren. And it maybe goes from Revi Nezik to Chatzi Nezik. So the bridging, the Gemara puts the two sugis together. That's what we have. Paris is busy with a lot. So that's why it's a little bit more, this it needs more hesbin. Okay, maybe we'll just stop with here.
It's
nothing here about Shinoi.